I'm in Damascus, Syria. There's still celebrations going on all over the city over the fallen government, but there is also very palatable rage. We went to what started as a funeral for a young man who was killed in one of the prisons here, like so many others. And this man is quite prominent. He was publicly speaking about being tortured in the prisons before he was rearrested and eventually died. This funeral quickly became a protest, and the funeral march to the graveyard became a rally where people were chanting for the execution of the former president, Bashar al-Assad, calling for also the execution of his brother and for new government that gives them justice for all of the people who have been lost. And so many people have died in those prisons. So many people have been tortured. Every single person we spoke to either knew someone that was missing, was in prison themselves, was searching for someone they lost, or was looking for the body of one of the victims.
Heather, please talk to us about the rebel group's leader, the Abu Muhammad al-Jolani. Who is he, and what's going on there as far as them taking control of the country?
Hayat Tahrir al-Sham has been controlling the Idlib region for years, and that's the region that was known up until a couple of weeks ago, or up until last week exactly, as the last rebel stronghold in Syria. The group itself was at some point associated with the al-Nusra Front, or preferably al-Qaeda as well. They have long since cut ties and said that they are no longer involved with these groups, but they are an Islamist group, and they are designated as a terrorist organization outside of Syria by the United States in particular. However, besides having cut ties to these more extremist groups, they also are presenting at the moment a more moderate front. They have not come through and demanded women dress in a certain way or any other particularly conservative rules as they've taken over the country. They've also made a point to tell people that they will respect different religions and not try to turn Syria into a monolith. As you probably know, Syria is very diverse with lots of different religions and ethnicities, and it really would never work to try to make this country one thing. They basically swept through Syria in a couple less than 2 weeks, taking over the country, and now you see them on the streets all over Damascus, basically running the show, running what used to be the government buildings. Like, we stopped at the Ministry of Justice today. You could see a large picture of Bashar al-Assad that had been destroyed on the building, and in the front of the building were some soldiers from Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, and they say, "We're going to do our best to provide justice to all these people standing on the streets, shouting for, clamoring for it, demanding it." So it's left to be seen what exactly they're going to do and how well they'll do it. I mean, it's quite a thing to take over a country the size of Syria. But people here still in these early days have high hopes that they're going to do a better and more fair job than the last government. They themselves also say that they don't plan to become a dictatorship or even the government. They plan to work with former civil servants and administrators to form a new transition government before having elections. That's what they've said.
Yes, huge challenges actually face this new interim government that they will be setting up. So, in conclusion, Heather, just the mood and the feel of the country. You are in Damascus. What are you feeling?
Well, it's a very exciting time to be in Damascus. I mean, people are giddy and happy and looking towards a future that a couple of weeks ago they didn't think they would have. I mean, besides the dictatorship that's been overthrown, people believe the war could be ending. At the same time, it is also a kind of a scary time to be here because it's, incredibly unstable. Israel has been bombing the country all week, the military targets, but it's still quite loud and quite scary. And many people have told us that they are terrified of the bombs. There's also a question of if this war is over or if this is just a new phase. So it's a little bit of everything. And as we talked about before, it's a lot of anger over all of the suffering. Not just for the past 13 years of war, but for 5 decades of dictatorship.